From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Weather issues and dwindling global supplies will put the squeeze on available U.S. onion stocks for the next few months. The National Onion Association reports American growers usually have enough onions in storage to last through the spring. But this year, April supplies have dwindled 30% from the same time last year, and at current demand levels, onion storage will be all but nil by June. NOA's Greg Yielding says growers are working hard to meet demand, but it could take a few months to balance out. While images of contorted Midwest grain bins are staggering, they're a heartbreaking reality to owners who may not receive compensation for recent harvests. Indigo Ag told Reuters they estimate 5 to 10 million bushels in 832 farm storage bins were destroyed in recent floods. Current disaster programs provide relief for livestock owners and crop ground, but there's no solution for stored grain. Congress will need to pass legislation to provide aid to farmers who suffered stored grain losses. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says talks with China about reducing Beijing's tariff on U.S. ethanol products were positive, but cautions the discussions are not over. Perdue tells Agriculture.com, while things look positive, it's never over till it's over. The U.S. and China have been embroiled in a tit-for-tat tariff battle since July, creating uneasiness amid global financial markets and supply chains, and costing both of the world's two largest economies billions. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Weather issues and dwindling global supplies will put the squeeze on available U.S. onion stocks for the next few months. The National Onion Association reports American growers usually have enough onions in storage to last through the spring. But this year, April supplies have dwindled 30% from the same time last year, and at current demand levels, onion storage will be all but nil by June. NOA's Greg Yielding says growers are working hard to meet demand, but it could take a few months to balance out. While images of contorted Midwest grain bins are staggering, they're a heartbreaking reality to owners who may not receive compensation for recent harvests. Indigo Ag told Reuters they estimate 5 to 10 million bushels in 832 farm storage bins were destroyed in recent floods. Current disaster programs provide relief for livestock owners and crop ground, but there's no solution for stored grain. Congress will need to pass legislation to provide aid to farmers who suffered stored grain losses. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says talks with China about reducing Beijing's tariff on U.S. ethanol products were positive, but cautions the discussions are not over. Perdue tells Agriculture.com, while things look positive, it's never over till it's over. The U.S. and China have been embroiled in a tit-for-tat tariff battle since July, creating uneasiness amid global financial markets and supply chains, and costing both of the world's two largest economies billions.